From a warm spot in the cockles of my heart, in the darkest recesses of my mind, it's Jockulation with your host, LB Faust. Jockulation is an interactive social broadcast hosted by the cultural attaché to the SARS and ringmaster of the shit show himself, LB Faust. It features original satire, comedy, punk rock, and humorous bits every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Jockulation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Due to copyright restrictions, all segments which feature music from other artists and performers have been removed from this recording. On with the show.
So wow, with like any luck, maybe we'll go ahead and make sure you guys hear me for every third paragraph or whatnot, because I'll tell you what, the good news is we're going ahead and recording this show because God knows if you'll actually hear any of it. So maybe what you can do is, I don't know, maybe go over and listen to the edited version that gets dropped, because do we expect that Ron will be here to go ahead and actually bail us out anytime
soon? How about news?
I'm just saying, man, what a great way to go ahead and start a Friday night. Hey, kids, it's Friday night. I'm LB Faust. I'm your host. Maybe you can hear me. Maybe you can't, but that's okay. I'll entertain myself, even though it's a freeballing Friday. Completely zero fucks Friday. Hell, even the station manager's got zero fucks about it because, you know, he's got other shit to do, like oiling up his ass and being in the gimp box tonight. So what we'll have to do is try to press forward, try to treat it and take it a little more seriously than what it's been. But that's okay, kids, because who gives a shit anyways? I mean, here I am, ripping rotted ass. Am I prepared this evening? I'm just kind of wondering, Carlos.
No.
You know, many times I've actually talked about this whole thing, but I'll tell you what. This would probably have to be the very first time that I'm actually going to go ahead and genuinely say I'm totally unprepared. So let's say it's really bad. Just hop into the audience with us and share a window. Krim? You're asking too much of the host this evening. I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. So what do we do? Do we quit while we're ahead over here and actually just make this a recorded show? Sure, what should we do? I have no fucking idea because, I don't know, OBS is like whatever, and Ron's kind of, I don't know, wherever. And, yeah, we'll just go ahead. I could talk to myself. I mean, exceptionally good about this sort of thing. I don't know. What should I do? Should we push forward? Should we go ahead and actually make an effort here? Or should we just quit while we're ahead? I don't know. It was kind of funny because earlier today, you know, MR's like, hey, let's go over to the mountains. I'm like, hey, I got a show I got to do. So, you know, next time we learned our lesson, didn't we? Because I'm like, hey, I got to go do a show. And next thing I know, you know, it's kind of one of those kinds of things. Seriously, is it still that bad? I'm hoping. Maybe not. Because, I mean, I could save this for, like, next week if you guys would like. Well, actually, no. I can't next week. Let's do a little bit of housekeeping while we're trying to figure out if this shit is actually going to work. So, one of the things that we got to do is we got to make a housekeeping announcement. No Jockulation next week because I have been invited to an extra exclusive event by a very special person. Water Fairy Dances invited me to the Daddy Daughter Butterfly Ball, and is there any way on earth I can say no to her?
How about new?
Absolutely not. So, what's going to happen is I'm going to ditch you guys for my daughter because that's what I do. So, I'm sure there will be a lot of really cool memories and all kinds of shit like that, and what we'll have to do is go ahead and wait a week. Now, if you're actually listening to the radio, well, I should say to the podcast episode, that doesn't apply for the podcast episode because I think we're like 3 weeks ahead. So don't worry about that. I mean, eventually when I get the episodes out there, right? Yeah, hey, LP, when are you going to actually go ahead and edit that shit? I don't know, man. Sometime soon, but it's sort of like a freeballing Friday over here, a Zero Fucks Friday. At this state in life, we got what? The LP's completely unprepared. Has he even done part of the show this evening? I mean, probably
not. How about new?
Yeah, not even. So on top of that, we have a station manager that actually wants to go ahead and sit over here and make sure than we're broadcasting.
How about new?
No, man. Do we have a station that's actually working this evening?
How about new?
So we're going to try and make it work. I don't know how in the fuck we're going to do this, but we'll make it try. We'll try to make it work. So in that vein of what's going on with Water Fairy Dance, I need to go ahead and have the audience pray for me. Yes, the atheist broadcaster over here. Pray for me because for a birthday, we're having four girls over at this house for a birthday sleepover, and I'm just sitting here saying, oh, fuck.
How dare you?
I don't think that me and my son have got enough fucking testosterone to counteract that one. So I'm sitting over here thinking to myself, you know what we got to do? We've got to actually sit here and maybe, I don't know, me and my son are going to go check into a hotel somewhere. And Amar looks at me and she says, don't you fucking dare. So, you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to sit over here and I'm going to make Dutch babies and all kinds of stuff. And you know what the funny thing is? Darsko's asking me earlier, hey, LP, are you going to write a cookbook? And I mean, you know, hey, Carlos, are we going to write a cookbook over here? I'm just wondering.
No, no, no.
Could we, though? The answer is yes. But the, yeah, camping with Normog. I'm sure it's a very romantic fire. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's a wonderful scenic view. I'm sure you guys are roasting marshmallows with each other. You know what I'm saying? Keeping each other warm at night, cuddling close, making sure that you can go ahead and have those romantic memories that you can come back and share with us one Wednesday night sometime. You know what I'm saying there, Ron? Dude, it'll be a whole Brokeback Mountain woman. It'll be just absolutely fantastic. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Watch the Poison Ivy. So where was I? Oh, yeah. So I've got like, I don't know, four girls going to invade the house, five with my daughter, six with my wife, and me and my son are looking at each other going, oh, my God, how are we going to cope? Somehow, some way, we'll make it through there because we must soldier forth. You know what I'm saying? We have to move forward.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
Dude, like two ticks cuddling close in a sleeping bag. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just make sure they don't touch. You know, tips don't touch. You know what I'm saying there? So for some reason, like before this whole thing, I'm sitting there looking at this going, you know, I usually try to go ahead and get some, like, motivational stuff going. You got to get, like, the old shows happening and stuff like that. Maybe a little Freddie Mercury or something. And for some reason or other, fucking Poison invades my goddamn fucking video. And I'm just, like, looking at this shit going, dude.
I mean, what the fuck?
What the fuck happened? How did that fall into my fucking batch of goodies over here? Right? There's always got to be somebody that tries to go ahead and smuggle in the fucking Astroglide when you're in the middle of something important. But I digress, right? So I'm sitting there watching CeCe DeVille go ahead and play his guitar solos. I'm drinking way too much whiskey. And, you know, I swear to God, it's like something straight up plagiarized from, like, Mel Bay's Learn to Play Guitar. Or maybe something like the fucking Wiggles out of, like, you know, Baby TV. I'm just watching CeCe wiggling his hair around, playing his fucking guitar, pretending like he's actually doing his thing. When we're looking at it, saying to ourselves, dude.
That's a scam.
Bro, because you know what? It pretty much is. Hey, Ron, does it fucking matter? Let me just say this, okay? You over in the fucking moonlight, sitting there stroking testicles with, like, fucking Normog, asking, is it working? Is there anything that I can do? Isn't fucking helping. I mean, dude, let me tell you something already, okay?
Fuck you, fucking fucker.
All I can say is, who cares at this stage of the game? There's nothing you can fucking do, Ron. What are you going to do? Tap away on your little cell phone out in the middle of nowhere with, like, one bar? Sitting there going ahead and having to share time between trying to go ahead and fix a fucking, you know, mess over here by Starlight on your single bar on your thing and sharing that data feed with all the, like, Instagram photos of you and Normog that you're going to put up? Bro, come on. Let's go ahead and get real here, all right?
That's a scam.
It ain't gonna fucking happen, right? I'm sure there'll be some beautiful romantic moonlight pictures of you and Normog cuddling close in the fire, two ticks in a sleeping bag. It'll be beautiful. But I digress, man. Let's go back over to where we were. Where were we? I don't know. I was thinking I was gonna talk about the VMAs. What a fucked up world that shit is, right? All I can sit there and say is, dude, seriously. Hey, let me say something to you. I wrote like Ocasio Cortez. When you pay $25,000 a plate to go ahead and bring your fucking couture dress with your goddamn message splashed across the back of it, kind of like the juicy logo of fucking, you know, of Victoria's Secrets and stuff like that, it's kind of hard to take you a little bit seriously, right? I mean, let's face it. We're all sitting there going ahead and seeing this, mostly being polluted by it and shit like that. And it's not like we're really enjoying this shit. But, you know, when you put it on, like, 18 channels and you're kind of like, all right, fuck, I guess I'm stuck with this. Let me shut off the TV. and then it pollutes your feed like it does to me the next morning. I'll tell you what, I got important shit to find out about. Hey, Nick Diaz is fighting again. Very important. Need to know when that's going to happen because it's been a minute before he showed up, right? Other important shit like, you know, I don't know, shit, other things that I've got to do. And then this is on every fucking piece of it. I'll tell you what, in some ways I'm kind of disappointed because what we should have had was we should have, based upon Tommy Dreamer's latest piece that got him suspended because he did some dark side of the ring comments on Ric Flair. I'll tell you what, Ric Flair, that guy is the person we needed at that Met Ball. You know why? Because Tommy Dreamer had some excellent fucking words about Ric Flair. So the Pro Wrestling Insider reports that Dreamer was asked to leave effective immediately from this week's taping in Tennessee after making comments that were, quote, out of line with the company core values. So apparently Thursday's episode of Dark Side of the Ring tackled the infamous plane ride from hell.
I mean, what the fuck?
A nightmarish transatlantic flight in 2002 that saw intoxicated wrestlers brawl with each other mid-flight and reportedly harassed the flight attendants on board. And it was during this flight that WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair allegedly pulled one of his most famous pranks. According to Dreamer, and this is why Ric Flair is the man, Hall of Famer Rob Van Dam and Ric Flair stripped down to only, according to the Hall of Famer Rob Van Dam, Ric Flair stripped down to only his wrestling robe, performed his signature strut down the airplane aisle, and swirled his penis like a helicopter as a gag for his fellow wrestlers. And I'm just sitting there saying to myself, dude, that is the shit that we need at the fucking Met Ball. Because all of this bullshit with Ocasio-Cortez and stuff, who in the fuck really cares? Is it accomplishing anything at all? I'm just asking for a friend. I mean,
how about new?
Fuck no, man. But you know what? It's a spectacle. And who does a spectacle better than our buddy over here? Good old Ric Flair. Because we need a nearly dead Ric Flair doing a helicopter penis in his fucking robe in the middle of the goddamn plane. And I'm just saying, right? As you look at these ridiculous and fucking stupid outfits walking down this crazy-ass fucking elitist event. You know what I'm saying? I was looking at this shit saying, this is supposed to be fashion-forward and something, you know, fucking incredible. I'll tell you what. I saw all kinds of bullshit couture dresses and couture outfits and couture this and that. Edgy, bro, groundbreaking and all that shit. You want to know something? I don't give a fuck about your Versaces and your fucking Vera Wangs and all that shit. You know who was underrepresented over there? Was this forward-thinking dude that is doing the bondage, the Barbies and bondage display art in front of his home. That's right, kids. This very forward-thinking person, this brilliant man himself, this fashion-forward icon, he was not represented over there. And, you know, for an inclusive event to go ahead and, like, not represent this guy is total bullshit. So the city of Albuquerque's code enforcement and police were called to a home near the University of Mexico after people complained about a creepy display of Barbie dolls in their neighbor's yard. And I'm thinking to myself, you racist fucking jerks, man. That's all I can say.
How dare you?
So the Barbie's in bondage, I call it, said David, the homeowner and artist. I've had a lot of time to look at the people walking by wearing masks, and I was taking a telephoto picture of the people with masks. David said the display is not a political statement, but a statement about the pandemic. By taping glass masks on the Barbie faces, sticking nails into the side of their arms where the vaccines are administered, and splattering them with red paint, David said he's highlighting a medical pain and issues which come from suffering from the vaccine. Quote, all of this art is about truth versus lies. David, you are the voice that we need to hear in today's day and age, and I'm upset that you're being silenced and not represented over at this bullshit Met Gala where we need voices like yours out there speaking truth to power. You know
what
I'm saying?
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
And of course, you know, when you get your one of these fucking stupid events, right? Oftentimes, these stupid fucking elitist social gatherings that happen every fall in the New York with this bullshit forward-thinking couture fashion generally leave me with a sense of, you know what's missing here are some stripper poles at the end of the red carpet and some fucked up senior superlatives and maybe a prom queen that everyone hates. You know what I'm saying? Let's all get behind what we're really trying to shoot for in here. Let's go ahead and hit those freaking low notes as possibly as low as we possibly can. You know, those fucked up superlatives like most likely D-list celebrity to have a wardrobe malfunction on the red carpet to become relevant again. Or maybe another superlative. How about most likely celebrity to have a red solo cup removed from their face in a TikTok challenge gone wrong? Those are the kinds of fucking superlatives we're talking about. That's the kind of gala I want to see. I don't give a fuck about your tax the rich bullshit. I want to see somebody go ahead and gorilla glue some shit to their face. Like, I don't know, one of those bullshit swans or something that's sitting on the table. Wouldn't you love to go ahead and see Kim Kardashian take something like, I don't know, the centerpiece and like, I don't know, gorilla glue it to her ass and walk out with a tail? I mean, that would be fucking brilliant. Do I give a shit about, hey, look at my fashion forward thing. Look at my bullshit insincere statement. No, no. And I mean, remember the good old days like when Joan Rivers and her fashion police shit were on the red carpet? I'm thinking like in this day and age of inclusiveness, we need somebody more aligned with these inclusive times. You know, and there's nothing like a bitch with a buzz cut and a chip on her shoulder to go ahead and do that. And the ultimate Karen that we need on that carpet is someone like Rose McGowan, who's busy saying that Oprah Winfrey is about as fake as they come. So earlier this week, the actress and Me Too activist criticized Winfrey's association with convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein, whom McGowan accused of sexual misconduct in the past. Quote, I'm glad that more are seeing the ugly truth of Oprah. I wish she were real, but she isn't. From being pals with Weinstein to abandoning and destroying Russell Simmons' victims, she's about supporting a sick power structure for personal gain. She's as fake as they come. Hashtag lizard. Bro, let me tell you something. All of a sudden, Rose McGowan's become like my personal hero, okay? I'm thinking that we need like Rose McGowan on the red carpet for these events to do the fucking interviews, to hear the interviews that we are all looking for. Not for the bullshit interviews. Who are you wearing today? Oh my God, is that your ass hanging out? You look so fabulous. Oh my God, what kind of ephemeral bullshit do you want to go ahead and talk about today? Do you have a political statement that you'd like to make? Who are you wearing? You know, bullshit like that. We're not interested in that. I'd love to go ahead and see Rose McGowan, talk to her and say, yo, lizard, hey, bitch, get over here. I got to tell you something that the fans want to hear. That's the kind of shit I'm looking for. I want to see some controversial stuff. Dude, if fucking, like, you know, if we're talking about reality TV is the way to go nowadays, which, I mean, what, 8 out of 10 shows on TV are that horse shit anyways, let's get really real with some reality TV. You know what I'm saying? Rose McGowan for fucking red carpet interviews, that's what I'm saying. But I know, maybe what winds up happening is some people get a little bit too fucking sensitive, and they'll be like, oh my God, I wish somebody could go ahead and empathize with me. Maybe then what we do is we just do away with all the red carpeters and we replace them with something, I don't know, just a little more authenticious. Like this cutting edge robot that can read emotions and keeps getting fired from jobs. That would be the perfect person. So we have a humanoid robot Pepper made by a Japanese company at SoftBank Group Corp. It's been fired from at least half a dozen jobs. The production of this artificially intelligent robot was introduced in 2014 and it's been paused for a while last month due to low demand. Well, LP, why on earth would there be low demand for this? I don't know. There might have been a couple of like small mishaps that might have occurred. What sort of mishaps? I don't know. Like over at a Scottish grocery chain in Margiotta, I guess is what it's called, they installed Pepper in their flagship Edinburgh store, but it turned out not to be very helpful, advising customers to, quote, look in the alcohol section when they asked where things were. That's not racist. The robot lasted a few months before getting the sack. You know what I'm saying there?
How dare you?
Or maybe like when a funeral company, Nessie Echo Company, bought one of the $1,500 robots to read out appropriate scriptures during services. And unfortunately, Pepper repeatedly failed to perform that practice during those functions.
How dare you?
I don't know. It's probably sitting there and saying, hey, you know, maybe you should go check out the bar instead of being over here. But of course, that really wasn't the dagger in the fucking heart of everything, right? That wasn't it. It might have been when SoftBank Hawks, a professional baseball team belonging to Pepper's manufacturers, decided to take delivery of 100 robot cheerleaders to entertain the crowds during their games, because what in the hell could possibly go wrong with that? You know what I'm saying?
How dare you?
But the sight of the masked androids wasn't as much fun for the supporters as expected. Quote, "It reminded me of a military parade in North Korea or China," a baseball fan said. "It felt creepy." Oh, don't worry, Nine. We're going to go ahead and get into all kinds of robotic toys that could go ahead and take care of that very need in just a little bit later during this particular episode.
Who the fuck thinks this is popcorn time?
But I digress. Let's just go ahead and keep going on there. So maybe that's not the answer, but one of the things that was most conspicuous during this whole fucking event had to be the celebrities that weren't there, right? The ones that you'd go ahead and expect to be there. The people who can't go ahead and get enough of themselves plastered all over the fucking TV and to go ahead and remain relevant. People like fucking Ashton Kutcher and his wife, right? Well, you might ask yourself, what in the hell happened to Ashton? I would have thought Ashton would have been there. Well, Ashton apparently had a little bit of a problem because when he went on like ESPN's College Game Day, apparently a lot of people took umbrage and decided to start a chant of "take a shower." So, so the 43-year-old actor traveled to Iowa to appear in the ESPN's College Game Day, but he didn't receive the warmest welcome. Immediately after landing in the Hawkeye State, Kutcher was hit with "take a shower" chants from Iowa State fans.
How dare you?
Because apparently during a July appearance on Armchair Expert podcast, the celebrity couple revealed that they only bathe their children when they see dirt on them.
I mean, what the fuck?
Ashton claims he rarely takes a proper shower and gets by just fine. Quote, "I wash my armpits and my crotch daily and nothing else ever. I got a bar of Lever 2000 that delivers every time and nothing else."
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, let me tell you something. Take a fucking shower, bro. Yes, you're taking care of the crotch rot. Yes, you're taking care of the stench, you know, that's coming out from the pits and stuff like that. But, bro, you're filthy. You're fucking filthy. I know. LP, why are you being so harsh? Dude, what do? Do you take a shower every day? Actually, yes, I fucking do. Because, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. You know what I'm saying there? Besides, I mean, Ric Flair would be offended if I didn't go ahead and do that. And I mean, you know, can't offend nearly dead Ric Flair. So when you're over at this Met Gala, let's suppose, imagine what the average scrub could do, right? Imagine that the average scrub is, yeah, he shoves something up his ass most likely. I'll tell you what, either him and or what's-her-face that's over there, right? Save water, don't shower. You filthy heathens. I'll tell you what, no. I'm not going to save water because more is going to rain on me anyways pretty soon here. So you know what? I'm doing God's work right now. I'm staying clean. So that being said, what would an average scrub do to get into the Met Gala? Well, sometimes what happens is you got to go ahead and bend the rules a little bit. So we've got to consult a guide that'll help us do that. Like, for instance, the 62 unethical life hacks for terrible people that actually work. This is an important thing. So how is this relevant is the question. Well, LP, let's go ahead and go and let them know, shall we? Sure thing. Let's do that. So, for instance, how does this pertain with you if you happen to get into the Met Gala? Well, there's no way that you could actually, like, I don't know, afford to go over there and actually have those stupid clothes. Like what fucking what's-her-face did, AOC did, with stupid designer shit over there. So you've got to go with Unethical Hack 7, which is if you ever find yourself wanting to go on a date and you want some expensive clothes, just buy them, wear them, and return them saying they don't fit, okay? That's the most basic and simple fucking unethical hack there is. And then, of course, getting over there, huh, are you going to be going ahead and actually, like, riding a limo with everybody else?
How about new?
Fuck no, man. So you're going to probably have to drive your piece of shit over there. This is where unethical hack number 5 comes in, especially in New York City. If you ever live in a city that has really expensive parking, drive your car into an automotive repair shop. Then request the cheapest service they have, which is usually cheaper than the parking in some major cities. You can pick it up the next day. And best of all, they give you service and they basically guard your car from robberies. So that's how we go ahead and handle that one. And of course, well, LP. How in the fuck did you go ahead? Let's suppose you get there. Let's suppose you still need a place to stay, right? No problem. That's where unethical hack number three comes in. That's to get a better hotel room. Make your prefix when registering doctor. Even though you're not actually a doctor, they tend to give you a better room. So there you go. You've got those ones. And then, of course, when you sit there and you think about the fact that maybe what you want to do is after you go to this thing and you're going to need to go and find a new job, maybe what you've got to do is you've got to go out there and use one of the other unethical hacks that we've got there, such as if you're out at a job recruitment fair, if there's a bunch of applicants walking around, try to gather the worst possible applicants you can. That way, when the employers look at you, you'll look at like a much greater applicant. There you go. How about that? So it's all about cooperation and inclusiveness, all about the important things. And God, we could really use Ric Flair and his flight from hell and his helicopter dick in the middle of the airplane to go ahead and make these VMA awards and these bullshit Met Galas a little bit better, right? So this is the high point of the show, kids. I'm sure as we go on, LP's going to have to freeball more, and it'll just get interesting. But you know what? We're going to go ahead and figure it out, won't we? I'm just wondering.
No.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. Maybe there'll be more music. Maybe there'll be more LP. We'll have to figure this out. But I'm going to take a break either way because I need some more whiskey. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. Cultural Agitated Stars, Ringmaster of the Shit Show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. Wow, what a day. We've got, I don't know if we even have a working system at this stage of the game, but we're pressing forward because why? Because we've got stories, or at least that's what I'm hearing. But it appears that some people have some wonderful watermelon stories in the room. Perhaps those will come out and we can share in the circle of inclusiveness and, you know, one of us intimacy.
Gobble, gobble, yeah. One of us. We accept that one of us. Gobble, gobble, one of us.
Hey, kids, this is LP Faust. I'm your host. It's Joculation. It's Friday. You know how it goes. All of those things out there. We started out this whole series here discussing a whole bunch of different things. Little shopkeeping, a little housekeeping was LP will not be on the air next week. I've got ultra important shit I've got to go ahead and take care of. You know, like going over and going to a butterfly ball with my daughter. And you know what? If it's a problem with you, hey, fuck off. We'll see you in about 2 weeks or so, all right? Other than that, I'm gonna go ahead and get myself all juiced up with ice cream and lemonade, and we'll see how this goes. Because I'm sure all that sugar all going into my system will absolutely have a wonderful effect on me, wouldn't you say?
Fuck you fucking fuckers!
Should I rant over there? I'm just saying, probably a bad idea. Maybe I should just go ahead and give some suggestions for some new songs for the kids to sing over in the choir. I mean, that would probably be frowned upon. I'm just thinking, hey, Carlos, what are your thoughts?
No.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and leave it at that. So, now in the second half, what we talked about over there, it was kind of funny because I was hearing stuff about robots and tentacles when I was discussing that fantastic emotion robot that had that terrible AI that kept fucking everything up. And I said, we'd get to that at some point in the show. Well, you know something? A day can't go by and a show can't go by where there isn't a good Gwyneth Paltrow story and her wonderful genius and forward thinking when it comes to stupid products and bad ideas. So apparently now, Gwyneth Paltrow wants women to have, quote, blended orgasms as she flogs the shit out of sex toys out there. I mean, hey, you know what it is? So apparently what a blended orgasm is, as she's sitting here pimping the shit out of vibrators on her website, some costing as much as like 101 pounds sterling, is she wants to sell sex toys that, quote, mimic human touch. A blended orgasm, when it happens in two places. Like the glands and the clitoris and the G-spot are stimulated all at once. So apparently, according to her, the toys were made out of like lots of years of research and shit like that. And of course, you know, we can't forget all those wonderful things that she has, like the vagina candles that explode in columns of flame and burn people's houses down, allegedly, according to court documents. Or how about those other fantastic things like those vaginal beads that you shove up into your freaking vagina to go ahead and align your chakras and, I don't know, do whatever else they're going to go ahead and do. And all these other things that allegedly she's been sued for like, to like Heron, you know, what is it, from for Helen back about. But it seems that like lately the focus is always on, hey, man, why aren't women getting off and all that stuff? And guys, I understand you're feeling a little bit left out, right? I mean, last week through our scientific resources, we went ahead and discovered through those very documented sources, those rigorously examined in like peer-reviewed sources that LP puts up here. Apparently, according to illicitencounters.com, you know, women that have a C cup or below are basically cheaters anyways, right? So you've got to start thinking about that. And I think in this inclusive world, we're going to have to go ahead and think a little bit more about the inclusiveness of male orgasm. Even though, you know, it's like, oh, well, he's got his already. And, you know, guys are like, dude, let me tell you something, all right?
Fuck you fucking fuckers!
Hey, what about my fucking orgasm? Well, guys, I'm here for you, okay? In fact, you know something? Let's go ahead and sit here and open the world of sex toys up for men. So, for instance, like, we have this one toy over here for dudes that it's a new revolutionary sex toy that redefines male orgasm for exciting levels of pleasure. So, apparently, the masturbator Turbo is out there, and it's pretty impressive according to the reviews. So, leading pleasure brand Tracy Dog has just released a new male masturbator, Turbo, and it'll redefine the male orgasm experience. Not only will it make them experience out-of-this-world orgasms, it'll also provide exciting new levels of pleasure for men, allegedly. And it only costs $119 out there, right?
I mean, what the fuck?
And can output ultra-high rotation speeds and centrifugal forces, which I'm like,
I mean, what the fuck?
All right, wait a second here. When you talk about ultra-high fucking speeds and centrifugal force, holy fucking shit. Are you trying to blow me or, like, just absolutely send the head of my dick into fucking orbit like a space capsule? That's what I'm fucking worried about, right? So this is Tracy's dog, and it ensures to stimulate the male genitals and deliver mind-blowing pleasure with three dynamic modes. So the centrifugal force ejaculation enhancement technology, which is exclusive and developed by Tracy's dog, it has like a built-in high-speed rotating ball. With the center of gravity of the ball, it deviates from the axis to drive the masturbation cup for it more in all directions. And I'm saying, dude, is this like a press release or is this like a fucking like engineering seminar? I don't give a fuck about an axis. Is it self-cleaning? Right, guys? That's what we're most worried about because you don't want to be going ahead and saying, oh, my God, mind-blowing orgasm like a fire hose. And now I got to go over and, like, I don't know, put on the biohazard suit, get out the fucking, like, you know, get all the stuff, the biodegrading shit, and, like, hose this sucker down. Maybe have to go out and get some acetone just for those, like, hard-to-reach places. You know what I'm saying? That would be bad. So one person who reviewed the product said, damn, I wish I could have discovered this earlier. So that's the first one that we've gone ahead and taken a look at. Of course, what we've got to go ahead and do is we've got to take a look at a couple of other ones over here. And what's the next one that LP's got up for you in this very inclusive environment, fellas? It's the Guybrator that is Hot Octopus. So it's the world's first Guybrator, allegedly, and it receives rave reviews and promises hands-free orgasms. So, hey, Qua, you won't have to go ahead and do that one-handed typing anymore. You know what I'm saying there? Equality, bro. Equality. We've got to go ahead and have some inclusiveness over here. So the device, which was released by Hot Octopus, has been dubbed the world's first Guybrator, and it promises long-lasting pleasure. It's won numerous awards for its, quote, hand-free design that provides technology without the need of stroking. So in other words, all you need to do is sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hands free, bro. That's excellent. You could drive with this shit and schwack that thing on, right? So the Pulse Solo Essential is on the market for $89.95 sterling. But if you want the deluxe version, which features a remote because your lazy ass can't press the on switch, or maybe it's a little bit too messy down there, it's $129.95. You know what I'm saying? And what's great about it is, of course, the pleasure of hands-free enjoyment. One customer claimed it was a little gem that kept him sane and even saved his marriage, and I'm just like, dude, come on.
How dare you?
Well, another praised the Pulse Solo toy because it was easy to put on and use. And a third admitted, I have arthritis in my shoulder. I have just barely been able to get myself off many years. But since I got my Pulse, I've been having great orgasms, and I don't think I could ever let it go. So there you go. There you go, guys. We've got that right there. And, of course, you're probably asking yourself, LP, wow, thank you so much. This is incredibly important. This is awesome. You couldn't have done more, but I had to go out on a limb for you guys and just keep digging a little bit deeper. And what did we find next? Well, apparently WeVibe has made a male version of this, which is the WeVibe Bond, which is a male sex toy that's been described as, quote, the smart watch for your penis, all right?
Hey, what the fuck?
It's the first adjustable remote nap-controlled wearable stimulation ring. So, there you go. Sex toys save lives. Exactly, Moon. So, apparently male sex toys are becoming more popular, you freaking homophobes, especially since the lockdown and the pandemic. And now there's a new one to try out. It's the WeVibe Bond, which is the first adjustable remote and app-controlled wearing simulation ring. So, according to manufacturers, the ring is designed to, quote, let you enjoy teasing and playful stimulation beyond the fucking bedroom. That's right, kids. And, like, this is the teledildonics age, and guess what? Now we have true equality because men are getting some teledildonics of their own. How about that? So wearers can, in complete command of their pleasure, or share the toy, whatever the fuck that line was all about. What's even better is that the toy comes with a custom fit, so it's perfect for any penis size. The toy is designed to celebrate the bond between sexual partners and emphasize the importance of curious, adventurous intimacy, right? Do we believe that for a second? I'm just wondering there.
No.
So, Joanna Reef, of course, a woman, head of sexual empowerment at WeVibe, said, quote, we're very excited about the addition of Bond to the wearable category. Its unique features provide an exciting... Oh, let me read this the right way. Its unique features provide an exciting way for penis owners to have fun with their partner or with on their own, no matter the situation. So, I'd like to point out, she didn't say men, it's penis owners. So, you fucking penis owners out there, let's just go ahead and get it straight. Get all those pronouns correct, all right? The discreet yet powerful feel means you can take playtime outdoors. And for the adventurous male body person, interesting adjective there, Bond provides not only new sensations, but new ways to experience sensations. So kids, if you don't like that one over there, well, don't worry. LP's got another one for you because apparently somebody actually felt like compelled to go ahead and make a shitload of male sex toys. Because we can't go ahead and get off enough with our own fucking hand and some porn. So why don't we go ahead and take it to that next level, something that surpasses everything else that's out there. Well, someone was brilliant enough to develop a way that you could fuck your own iPad. That's right, kids. If you'd like to go ahead and fuck your own iPad,
what the fuck?
There's a sex toy right now that allows you to go ahead and fuck your iPad from a point of view experience in video chat. How about that? So, the gadget enables the user to enjoy the full fleshlight experience while enjoying content or communicating live with a friend via applications like FaceTime or Skype. Hey, Qua, you know, that brings to mind something last week. Did you actually get one of the... Never mind. I'll just continue on. Any partner's first reaction to this would surely be, dude,
Hey, what the fuck?
Why would you fuck your iPad? But the attachment is presumably aimed at men without a significant other because... That shit doesn't look fucking weird, right? So, apparently now, as a commenter, MonkeyBot5000 notes below, Grand Theft Auto V actually managed to make a parody of this even before it existed. So, we've got all of this going on right now, and it probably leads a person to ask himself, well, you know, if I'm busy fucking my iPad over here, and I'm busy putting cock rings on and attempting to drive across America, well, P, what in the fuck am I going to do with all of these condoms that I've got left over now that I don't need to worry about that safe sex issue? No problem, man. What you can do is you can go ahead and join the rest of the fucking idiots out there and do the condom challenge that they're going ahead and doing on TikTok. That's right, kids. People are now dropping water-filled condoms on their heads in this new stupid fucking viral craze. Because why? Because natural selection is a thing. That's why. So, the idea is, why go ahead and cram a condom over your fucking head and blow it up when you could just fill it with water, drop it on your head, and let it just ooze over you because it actually doesn't fucking break? That's what happens. And guess what the best part is? It's so you can get a fishbowl face. It's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Julia, for putting that in the fucking room. So definitely it is the fishbowl face. And the best part about it is, you're thinking to yourself, LP, you know, that's cute and funny, but we were kind of hoping for something that was more naturally natural selection inspired. Don't worry. Don't worry, kids, because the douchebags that are doing this stuff, they'll actually go ahead and suffocate from that, and it turns out that that is actually what is occurring right now. Thank you, OBS, for fucking destroying everything, taking away all the good things in our life as you fucking just disconnect. Whatever, man. So this craze even has its own Twitter account now and a hashtag. So, kids, just go ahead and put hashtag condom challenge on everything. It echoes the previous craze from 2013 when people posted videos of themselves pulling condoms over their noses. Now, the original video of this fucking tard actually has 260,000 views on YouTube and has spawned a flood of imitations across Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, just like all the sheep would go ahead and do. Now, the reason behind the trend is unclear, but some are saying it's to promote safe sex because, I don't know, filling a rubber with water and dropping it on your head, that says safe sex to me. You know what I'm saying there? I'm just saying, dude.
Fuck you, fucking fuckers!
So, kids, the moral of the story is, what are you going to do? Fellas, go out there, try one of these brand new sex toys to go ahead and send your dickhead over into orbit as it blasts off from your penis when you explode in some kind of, like, crazy-ass fucking orgasm. And then what do you do with all of the stuff that's left over? No problem. We'll go ahead and just do the condom challenge. All right, kids. I'm going to take a break here. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, Cultural Attestate of the Stars, Ringmaster of the Shit Show. Once again, thank you, you fucking piece of shit Discord. Thank you for fucking this whole thing up, Ron. Appreciate you letting the station go on fire. But I'll tell you what, kids. Next time what you want to do is probably just check out the podcast because, hey, at least it works over there. But I digress. LP Faust, I'm your host, Cultural Attaché of the Stars, Ringmaster of the Shit Show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. Or maybe you're not. Thanks, Ron. I think, like, Ron's thing contaminated my internet because now, like, Spotify is being an absolute cock stain. But I'll tell you what, we'll try this again. So let's go ahead and take this break a second time. Round two. So then that way we can maybe go ahead and do Magic Crotch here for a second. Hold on. Round two. Oh, Spotify's not ready? What the fuck is going on? I mean, did they start launching ICBMs or some shit out over in freaking North Korea? Like, I mean, between that and, you know, freaking ever whatever the fuck it is over in China melting down. Oh, here we go. It's back up. Take two. Crotch magic. Here we go. Hey, I'm LP Faust, your host. I better do this fast or else I'm going to lose this. You know, I could actually see that, where Qua is sitting over in the whale moan room doing his, like, belly dancing and shit like that. Somehow that would go ahead and make sense. I'm just in some grand scheme. I don't know, guys. I don't know what's happening here. It's like everything's decided to go ahead and shit the bed this evening. So it's going to be painful. It's going to be very painful. But we're going to try and, like, soldier forth. And I'm sure we'll go ahead and make it to the end of the show.
How about new?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. All right, kids. We're going to do the best with what we can here because, I mean, you know, I've often said that this is a bit of a shit show and I'm the ringmaster of it. Just never thought it'd get quite this literal and quite this real. You know what I'm saying there?
I mean, what the fuck?
But we'll soldier forth and give it a shot. Hey, kids, it's Friday night. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. Cultural Attaché of the Stars and all that sort of shit. So, of course, you know, people feel compelled to do a bunch of things lately and share their lives and stupid shit with everybody around there, right? So, imagine, for instance, we already know what a cultural trash heap fucking TikTok is. And, of course, now we've got that wonderful trend on TikTok of, gee, I wonder what this is. You know, sort of like those opposite sex trends. Like this fucking idiot over here who decided one day, I'm bored, I've got nothing to do. Let me go ahead and raid my girlfriend's stuff and, I don't know, go ahead and post a quick freaking video on, like, you know, on TikTok over here saying, hey, what is this? I'm going to make an assumption and do something stupid like, I don't know, mistaking a girlfriend's menstrual cup for a shot glass. Because, you know, I mean,
what the fuck?
That's what I do. I look for weird shit that's over inside the toilet where my wife is and grab her shit and start drinking stuff out of it. I mean, who doesn't? You're a fucking weirdo if you don't, right? So apparently what happens is this man found his other half's menstrual cup, which was left, and it was left absolutely stumped trying to work out what it was used for. So he decided what better thing to do than go over to fucking, like, you know, to social media and start asking his followers before sharing his own ideas on what the object was. So he posted a clip of himself asking, could someone please explain what this is to me? So he went on, what kind of makeup device is this my girlfriend's using? Is this like for application? No. Why does it have a tail? This feels illegal to have. Hold on a minute. I think I know what this is for. Is this a portable shot glass?
How dare you?
It's like the perfect size. Look at this. And then, like, you ring it out so nobody knows what's in there. Ladies, please help me out and tell me what this is in the comments. I think it's a shot glass, but I think I'm wrong. So, and he is indeed, of course, dead wrong. So, TikTokers were quick to point out that while taking the piss out of him for the mix-up. So, he's like, how do you tell a man that he just drank out of and played with a menstrual cup? Another one wrote, I can't count how many times I yelled, no! In my cell while watching this. A third joked, it's a shot glass for Dracula. While a woman warned, man, this is why you need to keep out of women's things or you're going to get hurt. And, you know, I've got to agree with that, actually. Not a fucking problem. But you know something? I think that everybody's being just a little bit too judgy-judgy. I mean, maybe he's forward-thinking, right? Maybe he's seeking inspiration. Maybe he's like a Padawan on his path to his ultimate, like, form or something like that. Like something out of, like, you know, Star Wars or Dragon Ball Z. I mean, after all, what's, like, in vogue right now is these Indonesian teens that are drinking, like, getting drunk off of boiled bloody menstrual pads.
I mean, what the fuck?
Bro, he's just, like, one step short of that. So now, kids have moved on to something new, right? Menstrual pads. The head of the Drug Eradication Department, the central Java branch of the freaking National Drug Agency over there, they've gone ahead and noticed that there's a disgusting new thing that's occurring. The materials they're using are illegal, but they're not being used in a way, or legal, that they're not being used in a way that's intended. So it ends up like a drug, and we need to take steps to educate these poor kids. So they take menstrual pads, some used, some brand new, and boil them in water, distilling the chemical and gels inside. Then they drink the tainted water to feel kind of fucking
hard. What the fuck?
In the past, they used the used ones. Usually they use the winged ones, which have a lot of gel. Dude, I'm telling you. In this day and age of, like, fucking craft liquor, I'll tell you what, man. This is fucking great, right? In the past, sniffing glue was the drug of choice for Indonesian street teens, but a lot of them moved on, searching for more creative ways to get fucked up off of stuff that others might not even think twice about. A commissioner for the Drugs and Health of the Indonesian Committee on Child Protection told the press that boiled menstrual pads trends is already a few years old. In fact, a lot of these kids are smart, and when they interpret that they can make new variants and concoctions, this is where the risk factor goes up because they're only concerned with one substance in a mixture, ignoring all the other substances. Like, I don't know, the fucking menstrual blood that's in there. Oh, my God. You know, this deserves a real... Yeah, nearly dead Ric Flair for that one. And you're probably asking yourself, you know, in this quest to go ahead and get fucked up, humans have done some pretty fucking weird things in the past, right? We all went ahead and talked last week about the one woman that was able to go ahead and urinate, like, you know, basically hard liquor because she was going ahead and fermenting her urine inside of her bladder because she was slightly diabetic. And, you know, we talked about potentially shoving a hose up in there, going ahead and drinking straight from the tap. And while that's really weird and fucked up and disgusting in some ways, I mean, unless, of course, you're like New Hacker Girl, in other ways, you know, there's other things that could potentially be much more offensive than, you know, going ahead and drinking, like, urine that's potentially, like, fermented or, you know, making something from, like, from menstrual pads and shit that have been used. How fucked up could it possibly get? Well, you know, over in Korea, they got this interesting Korean rice wine that uses human poo to heal everything from broken bones to epilepsy.
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude. Say you might have tried like chocolate wine or heard of a blend that includes nettles, but a Korean wine, traditionally taken as medicine, is perhaps one of the most disgusting and extreme. Think two girls, one cup. So the gag-inducing recipe for tongsul, a Korean rice wine, has evolved over the centuries. However, it's now revealed that the bizarre beverage is made, how it's made for the first time. It's a medicinal alcoholic drink that's, it's a little different from wine that many people enjoy at dinner, but it's got an extra special fermented feces from a human child, because nothing says medicinal quite like going ahead and scraping the shit out of your kid's diaper.
I mean, what the fuck?
So you could make your homemade fucking brew over at home to share with everybody to make sure that they don't fucking die or get old or decrepit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, cockophilia is just a wonderful fucking thing. So, the unappetizing looking drink is not widely enjoyed in South Korea and is believed to have almost died out, but was long thought to be able to make cuts and bruises disappear and mend broken bones and even cure epilepsy because, you know, in a great big steaming pile of shit out of your kid's diaper, somehow there's got to be some stem cells in there because,
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, all I can sit here and say is, people, let me tell you, you might have been bored in lockdown, taking up a couple of new crafts. Maybe you learned to make some sourdough. Maybe you took up some knitting. Could you please, please, whatever you do, I don't care if you make moonshine out of your house. I don't care if you make bathtub gin. Please, please, let this be one tradition that fucking dies. All right, we really need to go ahead and stop. And TikTok, fuck you for going ahead and perpetuating this stuff, because you're a fucking cultural trash heap and you're killing us all. All right, kids, I'm going to go ahead and try and take a break here. I'm not sure everything will function, but we'll go ahead and give it a shot. As long as I don't press the red button, I think we'll be okay. Outside of that, let's go ahead and see if we can take a break here. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. Or maybe you're not. It depends if the fucking station's working. Wow, I got to say, Krim, that one was pretty damn bad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, when you got to go ahead and sit there and actually fill people up with culture like that, it's kind of like getting a deep colonic, you know? You got to make sure that you're getting the turbojets in there to really scrub away the stubborn bits inside your colon. And, you know, eventually it'll get rid of all of that pent up stuff. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Trollfest. I'm like, don't worry, be happy. I'm good with that one. Toxic. Hey, what do we think about that? Is that a go for like next?
How about new?
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, I like Trollfest a lot. I was just like, oh shit, I haven't seen Toxic yet. Let's give that one a shot. Whoops, that was a bad idea. All right, kids, I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché, all that bullshit. On this quasi-functional, like, platform that we've got, we'll pretend that it's like, you know, an interactive social network. So out there in this wonderful world, you know, we've got Gwyneth Paltrow out there trying to create, like, all kinds of mood and wonderful moments with things like her vag-scented candle that's a fire hazard and allegedly explodes in a column of flame inside your house. You know what I'm saying? Burn the fucking house down. We've heard of all kinds of candles, like that wonderful, beautiful seasonal candle that comes out with, you know, for four, it's got like an 8-hour burn. The first 4 hours, it smells like a warm, wonderful apple pie. And the last 4 hours smell like dirty ass. We've got that candle. We've also discovered the candle that has got the scent of KFC biscuits and gravy that probably burned down Britney Spears' studio, her yoga studio that she was in, and things of that nature. Well, we've come up with all kinds of candles. Apparently now candles are the shit again, because now there's a Smells Like Texas spirit candle out there that smells like butter-scented tortillas that you too could own. Because, I mean, who in the fuck doesn't want butter-scented tortillas?
I mean, what the fuck?
To waft through their house this holiday season. So, Texans' cultish love for H-E-B is an unparalleled romance for the ages. Time after time, whether it's in response to a statewide disaster or merely the release of a quirky new Texas-inspired product, the Lone Star State's beloved grocery chain has upheld its snappy slogan, "No store does more." Now, H-E-B has upped its game once again, unveiling a product we never knew we needed and now can't conceive of living without. It's butter scent, butter tortilla scented candles. Because, I mean,
how dare you?
Tortilla scented candles. That's it. That's the tweet. The company wrote announcing its new product. Well, let me just say this much, okay? In the world of scented candles, I'm not really all that impressed with butter scented candles. I'll tell you what has taken over the fucking nation is this bullshit pumpkin spice craze thing that, you know, Gabriel was complaining my Pumpkin Spicemas song the other day, I mean, was like, you know, an earworm that he can't get rid of. But I'll
fuck you fucking fuckers!
Maybe the bigger reason why is because nobody can fucking let go of pumpkin spice, you know, kinds of things, including these fucktards over at the Honey Baked Ham Company who think that a pumpkin spice glazed turkey somehow does not violate the fucking laws of disgusting. You know what I'm saying? I look at that and I'm like, dude, what are you fucking thinking about over here? So, in celebration of autumn's impending arrival, the Honey Baked Ham Company will debut its new fall product, this turd-coated pumpkin spice glazed turkey breast that's just so fucking delicious.
Fuck you fucking fuckers!
We added pumpkin spice to our signature glaze to fuck it all up and bring two falls of flavor together in a terribly delicious combination, creating our pumpkin spice glaze turkey breast, said Joanne Harrod, this fucktard of a chief marketing officer that has no goddamn taste buds. So, for more information about the item, in case you're fucking disgusted and you're totally repulsed and can't believe that this is for real, you too can go get your own pumpkin freaking spice-covered turkey for whatever celebration you'd like to ruin this particular fall season. So it's available for in-store pickup through October 31st because nobody in their fucking right mind would serve it for Thanksgiving. And if that's not offensive enough, no problem. The turkey's available either smoked or roasted and is offered as a whole turkey breast by the slice or part of a turkey dinner, which includes turkey breast, two heat and serve sides, a package of King Hawaiian's rolls. So all I can say to you is, who in the fuck would actually eat this shit? You know, I think what we need to do is we need to go ahead and take a step back and think about lessons that were learned. Like, you know, last week when we talked about the four steps, about four strange scenes in romantic dating. Remember that guy that went ahead and wanted to go ahead and make the scene special in that Tinder date? He was invited over for some barbecue, refused to share his food, and went ahead and busted out with his mom's ashes so that she could be a part of the entire experience too, so that his mother could get to know the woman that he was trying to go ahead and bed that evening over betwixt barbecue and like selfishness. He went ahead and tried to make her part of a very special experience. But I'll tell you what, kids. Nothing in this world quite encapsulates fucked up, weird, I love you, quite like going ahead, no, not giving somebody a diamond ring. Why not go ahead and make an engagement ring all on your own? But make it special. Make that engagement ring out of her breast milk. That's right, kids. You too. A man over here, he posted on his Facebook a special engagement ring that he created for his partner and revealed the jewel at the center was made of her very own breast milk. I'll tell you what.
I mean, what the fuck?
That's not weird at all. She wrote, "My boyfriend got me this cute ring for Christmas. I finally got it today, and it's made from my breast milk. It's so special." Dude, let me tell you.
I mean, what the fuck?
First off, how in the fuck did you get her breast milk, you fucking creeper? And secondly, ladies, tell me this isn't weird, please. Tell me I'm overreacting to this whole thing. But, you know, this kind of reminds me of when I was living in New York and I stepped out of the Met one evening and there were some people over there that were were sitting there with a cheese platter in the front offering samples for people to eat. So my wife and I came up to them and said, "So you got some cheese here?" They said, "Yes, it's breast milk cheese. Would you like to try some?" And it's like,
how about new?
No, thank you. I think I'll pass. Thanks very much. What in the fuck is going on with you, world? What are you fucking doing? What has this pandemic brought upon us, everyone? Listen, listen. Between freaking people bringing their mom's ashes to Tinder dates, to pumpkin spice turkeys, to engagement rings made out of fucking breast milk, can we just knock it off already? Really? Can we just please stop already? I'm asking for a friend. This is so fucked up. But, you know, if it wasn't, it wouldn't be joculation. We wouldn't have anything to do on a Friday night, right, guys? So, that being said, I'll tell you what, we need to ease into some Richard Cheese here in just a second. Got to break out your smoking jacket, get your cocktail, get yourself ready to go. We're going to listen to a little Richard Cheese here, and I'm going to take a break. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché of the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. I wouldn't need it either, Nine. And I didn't. You're listening to Joculation, hopefully, but uncertain. See, I'll tell you what, that's the holiday commercial we need from Pillsbury, right there. You know, it's funny because I'm sitting over here watching, like, Netflix with the wife and kids, and we come across this one particular episode of Amazing Getaways or whatever. And what winds up happening is it's three people who obviously have been, like, specifically chosen for inclusiveness by the network to go and do their, like, vacation specials to exotic destinations made specifically for those that are not fatties, right? So this particular episode in question that we came across happened to be the paranormal, like, destination episode. And as I'm sitting here watching them go to these different places, like, in the first one, it's, like, the ghost hunter's place. In the second one, it's, like, the UFO hunter's place. And in the third one, the luxury destination, where you have your very own private Sasquatch hunter because he's probably molested the Sasquatch enough. I mean, those are the things that we're going ahead and seeing inside of here. And it started to make me think a bit, like, get a like wax a little nostalgic back in the days when we actually had Steamfest and shit, back when there was another chain named Steam, which ironically, I still have the Facebook page for the social influencers of Steam It, and holy shit, I've been having, like, mad registrations hitting that page lately, somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 a day. I could go ahead and totally start pimping a whole bunch of shit, you know, shit posts on there just to go ahead and make sure that we milk the living shit out of Steam for what it's worth. But I digress. We'll go ahead and pass that one up. But that being said, it made me think about those nostalgic days back when we had Steamfest and stuff. And I'm thinking what we need to do is actually have, like, a high fest where we can go all go over to, like, Las Vegas, because where on earth are you going to go in America outside of Las Vegas that's actually fun and, I don't know, open during this crazy world of COVID right at the moment? And what we could all do is go over to, like, Zach Bagans' haunted fucking, like, museum. That would be the greatest fucking thing ever. I gotta laugh because I think I'm the only one in my family here that'll actually hit those haunted destinations and check them out for what it's worth. And I was just about to do a recap here, and I'm looking over and I'm like, I don't even have any time for a recap because we're coming up to the end of the show. I cannot fucking believe how fast that happened. And you know something? For a free-balling Zero Fucks Friday today, I'll tell you what, I did pretty good. There was no script to this show, so, hey, man, pat in the back for LP over here. Now, remember, kids, LP will not be on the show, on the air next week because I'm going to be going to a daddy-daughter ball because I got important shit I got to do. So we'll catch you in about 2 weeks. I'm going to go ahead and try and sneak out here to the mountains because, man, I'm going to go hit Rocky Mountain National Park and enjoy a night out over in the freaking cabins out over there. Until then, kids, I'll see you in about 2 weeks. Take care. Keep safe, all that stuff. To everybody that's gone ahead and come out and listen, I appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. To everyone listening over on the podcast, whenever I get this up, thanks for stopping by, you guys, and listening, because it all matters. You're all great. As William Shakespeare once said, all the world's a stage. As we strut and fret across the stage of life, always be sure to ask yourself, why watch the show when you can be the show? I'm LP Faust checking out. Take care. Good night.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Joculation. We hope you enjoyed the episode and encourage you to join us for the live interactive social broadcast every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Joculation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoy Joculation, I have another podcast you might like, Everyday Crazy. Search for them and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you're listening over a smartphone, tap or swipe over the cover art of the podcast. You'll find show notes which may include details you may have missed and links to my Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon pages. If you'd like to hear more of Joculation and other shows from LP, in addition to extra content, early access, merchandise, and other perks, you can subscribe to my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/LPFaust. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram. Please be sure to follow me on Twitter @FaustLP and Instagram @LPFaust. And thank you. Joculation is created, produced, hosted, and edited by me, LP Faust. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.